Joyce Frederick. Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E, F-E-D-R-I-C-K. Frederick, F-R-E-D-R-I-C-K, Joyce. Date of birth is 10/7/47. She's a 77-year-old woman, originally from Louisiana. Lives with her daughter, who's her primary caregiver as well, by the name of Angela Wade, period. She has a history of hypertension, obesity, disability, dental caries, severe ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinence, anxiety, history of anxiety, decreased appetite, increased weakness, shortness of breath at rest, probable sleep apnea, severe deconditioning. She also has a history of bipolar disorder, Alzheimer's, dementia, hypertension, asthma, and diabetes, which she's not taking any medication for because of her weight loss. Medications include Protonix 40 milligram once a day, Remeron 50 milligram a day, Lisinopril 20 milligram a day, Aricept 5 milligram a day, allergy none. Family history, dad died of a stroke, mom died of some sort of cancer, surgery, has not had any surgery for some time. Patient is too confused to remember, daughter tells me that she can't remember mom ever having surgery. Social, she was originally from Louisiana. As I said, doesn't drink, doesn't smoke. COVID and flu immunization is up to date. By the way, patient is bedbound. Patient is becoming harder and harder for her to be transferred to the doctor's office because of her confusion and symptoms of degenerative brain disease. Patient is being evaluated for end of life for palliative care at home. Period. Blood pressure is 194 over 60, pulse 98, respiration is 18, O2 sats. Oh, pulse is 63, O2 sats 98. Heart positive, swarm positive for stew, lungs, ronchi, abdomen soft, obese, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, arm, mucosa with tiny lesion, neurological movement all four extremities with no focal lateralizing symptoms, lower extremity shows 1 plus P edema. This is a 77-year-old obese woman with history of Alzheimer's, dementia, by history, hypertension, asthma, diabetes, non-compliance with medication. Blood pressure is quite elevated. Patient has not taken her lisinopril. I would like for daughter to take her blood pressure medication on a regular basis, period. I suspect part of her dementia is related to vascular dementia and multiple lacunar strokes. She's obese. She's severely deconditioned. She has shortness of breath, weakness with any kind of activity, ADL dependency, and bowel and bladder incontinency, period. Cannot rule out sleep apnea and pulmonary hypertension contributing to her symptoms, period. New paragraph, patient is on Remeron to help her sleep at 15 milligram, which is effective. I do not feel like patient is a candidate for Aricept at this time, given her advancement of her dementia, but we'll leave that for the director of the hospice director to decide, period. New paragraph, blood pressure definitely needs to be addressed. Patient is total ADL dependence, wears a diaper, bedbound totally because of her dementia, and is bowel and bladder incontinent, period. Most likely she has a KPS score of 40%, period. Patient has shown some weight loss and severe some muscle wasting, but that has not been documented. Period. Patient's bipolar disorder seems to be controlled with the help of Remeron that she's been taking for some time. Period. Decreased appetite, both related to bad teeth, as well as patient's end-stage dementia, as was discussed with daughter today before leaving their residence. Thank you.